Beth Kaufman, my friend from the Secretary of State's office, joining me on the line. Hey, Beth, how are you this morning?
Good, good, Tom. How are you?
Good. You know, and I'm glad you're able to join me because this week is Consumer Protection Week, and every day I see something else that makes me suspicious. And, you know, online, I'm being fished. Just for instance, in my Facebook feed, offers to buy gold. And I'm like, and they look like flash memory cards, little tiny bits. And I keep thinking, boy, this is just one thing that makes me suspicious when I'm online. There's a million.
Yes, definitely. And it's good that you have that idea that, ooh, this looks kind of suspicious, so I don't think I'm going to do something about that. Secretary White had said, you know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And so what happened was last week there was a survey put out by the North American Securities Administrators Association that said the top threat to investors right now are online and social media possible threats, things that look like they're investments but are actually scams. And the second most popular one would be cryptocurrency or precious metals, as you're talking about.
Right. And I find this interesting because if you listen to context here, and there's a psychological background to this, and that is you're getting into your retirement. Are you worried? Do you want to make big money to secure your future? And that allure is what makes people susceptible to these schemes.
Exactly, exactly. And they're saying, especially during this pandemic, when people have been, you know, lost their jobs, lost money, they're looking for a way to make that money back. And the bad guys, you know, prey on that, their insecurities during this time. So the best bet is to investigate before you invest. And you can, you know, we're advising people to check with our website, avoidthescam.net, to check to see if whomever is asking you to invest in a fund or a commodity, you check first and visit avoidthescam.net to make sure that that person is registered with the state.
All right. Is that the criteria? Is that the end all to that question? With a permit or recognized by the state? Is that the definitive line?
Well, the bottom line is that if you're going to be an investment advisor, you need to be registered with the state. And so that's your first step. Your first step is to check that out.
All right, well,
and like
I,
we said, yeah.
Because
if it
I was worried
too good
about
to be true, probably,
the precious metals thing, for instance, and the cryptocurrency things. That's the kind of, because I see a lot of those, and I'm not really sure why. Maybe it's because I say them and the phone is next to me and it hears my voice doing interviews about this and suddenly decides it's a great idea to show me some ads for it. that's how but you know what? Paranoid is not a bad thing when it comes to this. I mean, as long as it's not clinical paranoid, it's just being a little paranoid goes a long way. And the sheer numbers of these, the figures released last week by Attorney General Kwame Raoul talks about this being one of the biggest items right now, fraud involving COVID being at the top by orders of magnitude, actually. So right now, here's one of my concerns, is the House in D.C., voting on this COVID rescue money, and that money being a target for scammers from fraud. And I think that when that money starts coming into the market, so to speak, you'll start seeing these fraud attempts come up.
Yes, yes. And so Secretary White is urging people to just be aware and be careful. And especially you and I were talking about your dad, and seniors are one of the, you know, targeted groups, because during this pandemic, some of them have been isolated. You know, they're maybe looking for something, an opportunity. And so the big thing is investigate before you invest. You know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
It's interesting because this survey that Beth is talking about from the North American Securities Administrators Association included responses of enforcement officials throughout the United States, Canada, and Mexico, indicated that 82% of state and provincial security regulators anticipate that fraudsters will continue to prey or invest on investors' fear and anxiety related to changes in the financial market and the economy. So they capitalize on that fear, give you an offer, And, you know, and the fact is, trust is at a premium these days, and still people fall for these frauds. And that's one of the things that gets me. You don't trust the guy next door, but you suddenly trust somebody because they're offering you an ounce of gold. I mean, I actually saw in one of my feeds Nazi silver with the Luftwaffe emblem on it. And I was like, what in the hell is this? I mean, you know, I'm seeing things that surprise me.
Yes, definitely. Well, and it sounds like what we're talking about is the fraudsters are out there looking for opportunities. So, you know, don't be a victim. Investigate first.
Avoidthescam.com.
Avoidthescam.net. .net, yes.
For more information, some of this fraud. When it comes to, you know, I talked to you once and I admitted that I got popped. I thought I was in the Secretary of State's office and I was on a concierge service and I got popped for an extra fee getting my license. I admitted that foolishness to you last time you and I spoke. So yes. If you do something, just because you're embarrassed by the fact you've done it doesn't mean you shouldn't call somebody about it and try to get help.
Exactly.
Who do you call?
And check it out. Whether you're the victim, you know, you can call our office. We have a number that you could call. You could go on the website. The number is 800-628-7937 if you've been a victim, or if you just want to check out a possible investment opportunity. Give us a call. It doesn't hurt to call first or check the website.
All right, on to another subject before I let Beth Kaufman, Secretary of State, go. Are you guys getting caught up when it comes to offices and getting caught up from COVID? I mean, it's almost been a year. We got rocked back on our heels in your offices. Are we getting caught up?
We are open and serving the public. Like you and I talked about before, social distancing is in place. There are a multitude of online services available. So, you know, if you can use the website, go to cyberdriveillinois.com, as we talked about, and try and take care of your vehicle or driver's needs. Otherwise, when you go to the facility, just be prepared and be patient. Another thing you and I had talked about is expirations are still pushed back to June 1st of this year. So you don't have to rush in just yet to renew.
And you can't get a lot of this done online if you want to continue and still worried about these type of things. And my cautionary tale on this is whenever I did a quick search and I just assumed it would have took me to the Secretary of State's office. It didn't. It took me to a place that called themselves a concierge service. So I paid substantially more in my foolishness for my permit, my sticker, than I had to. So since we're talking about scams, there's another one out there, and it comes up number one in the search when you search this, and then CyberDrive Illinois is a bit lower, so don't fall for it like I did. I got the permit. I don't want to misrepresent, but on the other hand, I paid a great deal more for the service charge than I had to for the privilege of not waiting in line as it was presented online. Beth, hey, I appreciate your time. Final note?
As we talked about, you know, unfortunately, you said it, this concierge service, it is not necessarily a scam, but they do charge you more. You know, they are a remitter. They can do that by saying that. Unfortunately, you know, you got charged extra. The bottom line is go to CyberDriveIllinois.com. You will not have to pay the extra by going through our office.